Good morning and welcome to The Morning Mix, presenting live local music, weekend events, and weather in the Wasatch Back. I'm Christy Dilloway here with my sit-in co-host, Ryan Walsh. Welcome, Ryan.
First-time co-host. Thanks so much, Christy, for having me today.
Pleasure.
And on today's show, we have our musical guest is Robert Barco here in studio. We're also going to speak with Brian Richards, the executive director of Mountain Town Music. And we'll also have a conversation with Nate Sears of PC Improv.
Sounds like a great show we're going to have. For the weather this weekend, for all of you making plans.
The weather is nice. High today of 77 degrees.
Yowza.
If you're in the Heber Valley, it's 87 today. Low tonight, 44. Then some showers in the forecast Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But not a great deal. I mean, we wouldn't cancel any outdoor activities. Just maybe have a raincoat or an umbrella. So the weather looks pretty nice for the weekend.
Oh, Bob. I wish I had Bob's voice. That's so nice. When we return, we have Robert Barco, who's here in studio, and he'll perform for us. You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Please stay with us.
Hey, this is Nick Spitzer. Join me here on KPCW for American Roots, our weekly two-hour music program from New Orleans. We bring you a wide range of American music, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., supported by Donna Van Buren and Greater Park City Properties. American Roots, only in Park City, only on KPCW.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW's sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Welcome back this morning. We're joined by our live musical guest, Robert Barco, here in studio. Robert has produced three singles for the mega group Korn, written and produced for countless other Billboard charting musical acts, and has successfully gone on to record as a solo artist. His songwriting and production work has been used internationally for film, television, radio, and various television episodes aired on MTV Music Television. Wow, what an impressive resume. Welcome, Ryan.
Robert,
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Ryan's the co-host. He's the other guy that gave you half of a heart attack this morning by
welcome,
how late
Robert.
We were getting here. Hey, thank you for having me.
So with such accolades, how is it that you live in our area?
When I was a little kid, my parents always vacation out west here, and I always wanted to live here. So when opportunity opened up to get out here, took it.
It's kind of a typical story, isn't it?
Well, that's for the adults. That's probably his parents' story, but you ended up here by default.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I love here. I love Utah. It's amazing. Yeah. So,
yeah. What a great spot.
Let's jump right into the music so the listeners know a bit about you. What are you going to play for us?
This is a song I wrote a few years called "I Want to Live." It's available on iTunes, and so you can go ahead and download it and help me keep putting diapers on the babies. So
live on The Morning Mix, Robert Barco.
Life has thrown a ton of bricks right down on my path. Tripped me up and made me fall, then held me in the past. I'm picking up, I'm dusting off, and I'm not laying down, I'm pushing on, 'cause I wanna live, and I wanna laugh, and no more looking back and dwelling on the past. And I wanna live, and I wanna love, if I'm not laying down or ever giving up, 'cause I wanna live, and I wanna laugh, and I wanna love. And I remember the day that call came in with sirens in my ears. You fought your way back, still here. Let's make the best of this coming years. No more crying now or dwelling on the past. Let's live each day as if it's the last. 'Cause I wanna live, and I wanna laugh, and No more looking back and dwelling on the past. 'Cause I wanna live, and I wanna love. I'm not laying down or ever giving up. 'Cause I wanna live, and I wanna laugh, and I wanna love. And I've worried so many years, but it's got me nowhere. Yeah, 'cause this life is just a blink of an eye. So start living it. And I wanna live, and I wanna laugh. No more looking back and dwelling on the past. 'Cause I wanna live, and I wanna love. I'm not laying down or ever giving up. 'Cause I wanna live, and I wanna laugh. No more looking back and dwelling on the past. 'Cause I wanna live, and I wanna love. I'm not laying down or ever giving up. 'Cause I wanna live, and I wanna laugh, and I wanna love.
Thank you.
It's Robert so Bartko. And I just want everyone listening to know that I have to admit I got lost in your eyes during that song. Robert's a good-looking guy.
Oh, thank you.
And he's really charming. We talked for only a few seconds before the show began, and hearing you perform, like you have like this charismatic kind of rock star thing. Like
oh my gosh, you're very
that
kind.
People you can't manufacture that. So
thank you. Well, you have like a very muscly rugby thing.
All right. Break it up.
I am shirtless.
See, what I saw was you staring intently at his guitar.
There's a certain kind of there's a touch that experienced guitarists have that I yearn for. I kind of grip it.
You know, I yearn for that as well.
I squeeze the neck. I choke my guitar.
All right, it's not a metaphor.
But I'm curious to know, would you share with us, that sounds like that song is from a specific experience that you had. Is that something that you'd be willing to share with us?
You are very perceptive. Yes.
Well, I listened.
Well, thank you. This song actually came out of... several years ago, I got a phone call, and the first thing that I picked up, I heard was sirens blaring in my ears, and you probably picked up on the lyric. And my mom was trying to talk over sirens, saying, we're in an ambulance, and your father's having a really bad heart attack. So thank God he pulled through that, and everything was okay. But it was a kind of a scary time when you're wondering, is my dad going to make this? And just kind of a lot of those things that those hang-ups and regrets in life kind of go out the window when you go, man, I just want to live. I want to laugh. I want to love. I want you to fight your way back. And I want to just experience a wonderful, fresh start of life again with you, Dad.
Is this the kind of song that wrote itself in a matter of minutes?
It actually did. I think in probably about 5 minutes.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, so... Christy, you know that I sing and play guitar around town. That's not a plug. I'm saying that from the perspective of someone who also sings and plays guitar, the turns and the chord structure was just it's a really elegant and tightly crafted song.
Oh,
it's a great tune.
Thanks, Ryan.
Is that too musically geeky for the morning?
I think musically geeky is good during the musical segment.
Good.
There's other geeks listening and enjoying this as well. I hope.
Thank you.
Hey, Robert, you play a lot at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and at Jeremy Ranch Golf Club. And those audiences would be, you know, not necessarily coming for a show, smaller, sort of a quiet crowd, as opposed to a bar crowd or as opposed to like a theater crowd. And I'm always curious about how that interaction is or how it feels as a performer with different kinds of audiences and what makes a really good audience member in any of those settings from your perspective?
Well, that's a great question. You know, in settings like that, I view myself as like the pilot of a time machine. People want to hear music that takes them back to like, oh, that was the first kiss I ever had was to that song. So you kind of know your place and you say, hey, I'm going to try to just take people back on a journey to just probably for a lot of people, better days and songs that kind of re-spark their memories and stuff like that. So a lot more cover songs I do at events like that, and not try to just bore them with originals they've never heard before.
So do you see yourself in some way as the marionette of their, you know, puppet master of their emotions? Like, all right, here we go. I'm going to do this to you now.
Yeah. You kind of read the room and, you know, just, yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Awesome. Well, why don't you play us another tune? Tell us about it.
Well, this next song is called Let It Slide. And another song, Ryan, that was kind of just written out of some things going on in my life. And it's just a little fun song. Once again, this is another one that's available on, you know, iTunes or Amazon or anything like that. So just...
Lately I've been caught in a hurricane, trying to blow me around. Don't want no more of them deep dark waters where I once drowned. I'm looking for sunshine and blue skies divine. I'm walking in big shoes, enjoying the ride. I know I got to now sit back, just relax. You're gonna have to let it ride. Lay back, forget the facts, and just let it slide. Sit back, enjoy the show, breathe and let it go. Lay back, close your eyes, and just let it slide. Won't you let it slide? Just let it slide. I felt those days when the earth shook under my feet, but with you I stood strong. Stared down the barrel of my pain and darkest dreams, but you pulled me along. Been living on crackers and ketchup soup. I'm sticking to my guns, got the faith to prove. I know you got to now sit back, just relax. You're gonna have to let it ride. Lay back, forget the facts, and just let it slide. Sit back, enjoy the show, breathe and let it go. Lay back, close your eyes, and just let it slide.
Thank you, Robert Barco, live in studio. Hey, so I want to hear some fun stories from your time when you were writing, producing, and touring with 80s dance acts. Tell us a little bit about that time of your life.
Oh my gosh, it was a long time ago. Writing, producing for an artist called Stevie B. I don't know if any of you remember that guy.
Sounds
from the
80s.
He had songs like "Spring of Love, Come Back to Me." Remember that? Any of that?
No,
people are like, no.
Stevie B really
probably
rings.
Good. You don't remember it.
Sounds like something I know.
Yeah, if you were in clubs in the 80s, you probably danced to it. So toured with him, wrote with him, a lot of good fun times touring different places around the United States.
All right, so I'm gonna paint a picture, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. So you're on the tour bus, and there's like the little table seating area. And you guys are like chilling, going down the road, and you're like playing licks and singing them back and forth to each other. Is it like that?
somewhat. It was kind of like you just did your show and then you got off and got on the bus and either flew to the next city or drove to the next city and just...
Spent a lot of time avoiding eye contact between shows?
You know, looking forward to the different restaurants and stuff like that. I was telling somebody about an incredible restaurant we went to in Louisiana when we went through there. We had a promoter in town. He said, "I'm going to take you to the greatest restaurant." And took us on a van out in the middle of nowhere, swamps and everything. We're like, are these guys going to murder us out here? Make a turn down a dirt road, and then this rusted old shack appears out of nowhere. And
shack.
Yeah, you go in there, and it's just like the rusty cauldron cooking crawdads and everything like that. And they just threw it on a tray, and some of the best food in Louisiana. So...
All right, I'd love to hear the tour stories. I think we have time for one more.
One more? You want another one?
Do you have time for one more?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks. Let's see here. What do we want to do?
Here I am once again. I try to make it on my own. Separated but not for long. Thanks to the hand you extend when I fall. Oh, oh, oh. Pick me up and wash me clean. And I don't wanna be far from you. Pour yourself all over me. I have died with you. And now I rise with you as I fall into you, into you. I want to follow so deeper into you. I want to follow so deeper into you. I followed roads and chased my dreams, but never did these eyes ever see what you had done upon that cross. No greater love, no greater friend than you. Never will you let me down. Could these eyes not see that what I needed all along? Now you dwell in me, and it's your heart I see as I fall into you, I want to fall home. So deeper into you, I want to fall home. So deeper into you.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks.
Thank you, Robert. This is Robert Bartko, and thank you for coming into the studio and singing for us and telling us stories. You can find Robert's music. That's Bartko, B-A-R-T-K-O. It's online on Spotify, iTunes, and Amazon. Links are available on your website at robertbartko.com, or you can check him out on Facebook at _robert.bartko.
Oh, sorry. The underscore was just part of my printout.
Oh, so robert.bartko on Facebook. The Google will help. As usual. Next gigs are coming up at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse on May 12th. That's a week from now. Yeah,
yeah,
right on. And Jeremy Ranch Golf Club the following Friday on the 19th. So get out, everyone, and support live local music here in Park City. Robert, thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for having
me.
Christy, sorry for the heart attack that, you know, gave you, but thank you again for having me.
This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We're going to take a short break so all those hardworking roadies can come in here and clear out all this big sound equipment. We will return with Brian Richards from Mountain Town Music, so stay tuned.
G'day, this is Ian from Campos Coffee, a proud KPCW sponsor. Our first winter in Park City was awesome. Thanks for accepting us into our community. We're open for breakfast and lunch every day during the mud season. We're just above the ice rink at Park City Mountain. CamposCoffee.com.
Gordo here.
And I'm Larry with All Resort Group, a proud sponsor of KPCW.
Since 1974, we've been part of this community with shared ride, private van, and SUV service for our customers.
Reservations available at allresort.com or 649-3999.
We move people.
We're going to hear a song from Trey Anastasio Band. Trey Anastasio Band is playing at Red Butte this summer. June 2nd. Go out there and get some tickets.
You know, all of you know, to grow
All right. Welcome back to the Morning Mix. Christy Dilloway joined by Ryan Walsh.
Yoo-hoo!
We're going to tell you a little bit about what's going on this weekend. Stand-up comedy at the Egyptian Theater this weekend, Friday and Saturday nights at 8.
The Park City Film Series will screen This Beautiful Fantastic this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 6 at the Jim Santee Auditorium. Also in their Books to Film series, they're showing Babe on Saturday at 4 p.m., and that will be a free screening.
The Park City School District Dance Department has a show tonight at 7 in the Eccles Center. Student tickets are just $6 and general admission is $8.
The Toastmasters Spring Conference hosts a story slam tonight at OP Rockwell, where you can enter to be one of 10 participants to present your story live on stage to the theme Grit. It's free to participate or listen at OP Rockwell, 268 Main Street, tonight, 6:30 p.m.
I'm thinking about going and entering. You put your name in a hat and then they...
Yeah.
Pull out 10 participants who have to talk on stage.
Yeah, you had those guys on the show.
Yeah, I got plenty of stories of grit to share. In the Heber Valley, the production of Bye Bye Birdie finishes up this weekend with two final performances tonight and tomorrow night at 7.
In Camas tonight, the Bar J Wranglers are at DeJoria Center.
Swanner Preserve offers a bird watching tour led by Kenny Frisch, the legendary Utah birder, on Sunday from 7:30 to 9 a.m. Wear your hiking shoes and be prepared for the weather. You must register to attend.
This is a reminder also that next weekend is Mother's Day, so make sure you plan something appropriate for spending time with your mom.
That's right. And in the nightclubs this week, by which I really just mean the Spur, one of the few bars that's open right now and the only one I found that had any live music listed, Metal Dogs will play tonight and Los Hell Caminos on Saturday night. Patrick Ryan is there on Sunday night, and actually the Spur has live music almost every night in May, so I'm going to call them the music mecca on Main Street at this time of the year.
Metal Dogs. I try to get out to see them. I like them. They're a lot of fun.
Do you swing your long hair around to them?
No, I don't. People go in costume. I don't. I just go and I hide and enjoy the guilty pleasure of hearing the Metal Dogs.
Do you play air guitar?
No. Maybe. Well, we'd like to welcome our second guest in studio, the executive director of Mountain Town Music, Mr. Brian Richards. You know him. You love him. He wears great outfits out on the town, and he's a staple. He makes the community get funky. Brian, welcome.
Welcome.
No,
welcome.
Well, thank you.
Welcome to you.
Well, thank you very much.
It's so great to see you.
He's been here more than you have.
I don't believe that I make this public very often. In fact, I may never have told anybody, but my first concert was Poison, Brittany Fox, and Lita Ford. So I could probably go to the Metal Dogs and rock out. And I had a mullet. I definitely had a mullet. And I've sent you pictures.
As a matter of fact, I know firsthand that Brian had a mullet because Brian and I are high school classmates from Rochester, New York, class of 1992, when he sported that very mullet.
And hair metal was in full effect in those days.
I think you had a picture disc from Lita Ford that you got from the House of Guitars.
I definitely had her pinned up in my locker.
I do like to play that game with people. What was your first concert? It's very telling.
So please, all you in radio land, do not judge me. Because Poison, pretty rad back in the day.
Pretty rad today.
Still, I actually listened to it at the gym yesterday. I was trying to figure out whether I still dug it and whether it was still relevant. And it was okay. It got me through a whole gym session.
Well, we're having you here today to talk about what's going on this summer. All the big, lineups are out for your various venues.
Music, live music, lots of it.
You had like a Facebook flurry last week posting all the events.
Yeah, I did. I got my admin on.
Yeah,
I did. I was getting after it a little bit. Generally, we don't throw everything up on Facebook at one time. We kind of do it on a weekly basis, but kind of wanted to get it out all out there. We don't do a big announcement like, Red Butte or Park City Institute. We just kind of start throwing stuff out there and let people sort of get it in the moment.
I debate marketing-wise whether it's better to get your Facebook event out sooner and have people comment and share, which makes it just continuously generate, or if you make it like a bam, there's an announcement, bam, there's a new announcement.
Yeah, it's tough to say because people are just inundated with announcements. It's just like boom, boom, boom. It's like fireworks. You know, it's like eye candy at first, but then you kind of, then it goes away, poof, gone.
But then people can say they're going, and then that sort of repopulates it. I like that going tab.
I like the going tab too.
And I say I'm going to everything, even though I'm not. And people go, I thought you said you were going.
Well, you got to be careful on that.
I'm in marketing.
Well, one of the great things about the Mountain Town Community Music Series is that are all over town is that I like to compare them to a public utility. You can sort of turn on the music faucet in town on a Wednesday night in the summer, and you know you can go see a band at Deer Valley. On Thursday night, you know you can go see a band out at New Park, for example. And that's the going tab is great, but it's even if you don't know what band it is, you can sort of plan a Wednesday or a Thursday night, for example.
You don't need to know. Just go.
Yeah, I think it's become a routine for people in the summer. You know, I go to New Park every Thursday, or I go to Deer Valley, or I go to Blanco's. So I think it's less about who is playing for these shows than perhaps like a Red Butte or even like Snow Basin. You know, you're going to probably plan your trips around what, 5 or 6 bands or 7 bands that you want to go see up in Snow Basin.
Whereas they're on my calendar.
You're going to New Park, you know, whether
or
not
it's Thursday. Let's
it's
go Mother to
New Park. Canyon band or it's the New Breed Brass Band. It's the vibe that you're seeking. It's, you know, sitting out with your friends and neighbors. It's cruising on the bike from, you know, wherever you are living out there. Yeah. And so I agree with you. It's like the faucet's about to turn on, man. It's coming down.
Yeah.
It's ready.
Yeah. Are you catching up? Are you caught up and ready for the summer push?
I don't think you truly catch up until, you know, it hits on, it's June 2nd. It's all, you know, it's all starting out in Peoa. Lash LaRue is going to kick off the summer. We're going to do a Vibe Tribe member barbecue out there. And as you can attest, Peoa is one of the coolest stages that we have.
Peoa feels like a treehouse with a secret knock. It's a nice, it's a small group.
You got to know to go out there.
It's public, it's open. You can just cruise in. But when you get there, you feel like you're part of a group that's kind of special.
And you got to be careful because it's almost like, have you been to Wooden Shoe Park? Shh, don't tell anybody.
That's how it used to be about Park City.
It's the new Park City.
You didn't want to tell people about Park City because it's great. No, it's not great. Don't come here.
Tell
your
friends.
All right, it's great. Come on.
I know, we have to be very aware of like, sort of throwing it out there because people are starting to go to Peoa because they don't want to be with the crowds at New Park or Deer Valley. And so that's a great opportunity for them to get out and see music where it's not sort of overflowing with crowds.
Yeah.
Right.
And, but we've really wanted to get the word out, which is why we started earlier in the summer, because essentially what we want to have is like, oh my God, it's the first, you know, concert anywhere. Let's get out of the house. I haven't seen my friends. I haven't seen anybody in 3 or 4 months. Let's go to Peoa. And that's why we're, you know, kicking it off with a member barbecue. We want to encourage everyone to go check it out there because it is pretty rad.
Talk a little bit about the Vibe Tribe, the member barbecue, which is this one of the features of this first concert. What does that mean?
So all of our supporters, all of our members, we call them our Vibe Tribe. Memberships start at about $50 and they go up all the way to $5 billion. I will not accept a donation over $5
billion. Okay.
It just creates too much complications. Yeah.
All right.
And so, and the coolest thing is that the donor that donates $50 is treated pretty much the same as that guy who's going to write us a $5 billion check tomorrow.
That's right.
And so what we do is we create experiences. Rather than giving out T-shirts or a pair of socks or whatever, we do member barbecues. We have our kickoff on June 3rd, the Jambalaya with the Monophonics is a member sort of party that all of our members are invited to. And so not only is it a great way to support all of the free live music that happens throughout Summit County on a yearly basis, we also provide you with a little bit extra, some, you know, house concerts that only our members can go to. We do Mountain Town Music Undergrounds where we send out an email to our members and say, hey, we're going to have an event on X date, but we're not going to tell you where it is.
Until the day before.
Yeah. So you can either come, you know, and trust that we're going to throw it somewhere pretty cool, or you can say, I'm not really into that. And so what we've really tried to do is create these musical experiences for our supporters, not just, you know, at New Park or at Wooden Shoe Park, but all throughout Summit County. And this year, you know, we're chatting about taking some buses up to Snow Basin because Chrissy's been talking to me for, what, years about it. And I've actually never been up there for a show.
Oh, my God, I go all the time. I had a friend that lived over there that said, we have really good music over at Snow Basin. And I was like, why would I drive for music? I'm full over here. Why would I go?
It's a cool.
And then I went, and it's really cool.
It's really cool. And, you know, I think that going and checking that out, it's this sort of this new frontier up there. And we want to go up there and talk to all the people that are having a great time up there and say, listen, you can come back to Park City because we do this six nights a week.
Yeah.
You know, so if you haven't didn't get your fill of music on a Sunday afternoon, you know, come by Wednesday, Thursday. We do this all the time.
I love the idea of a bus because it's a beautiful drive, but it'd be more fun on the bus. Let's talk about Monophonics on June 3rd at OP Rockwell.
Yeah.
So that is a Vibe Tribe event.
It is a Vibe Tribe event. So what happens is from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, if you're a Vibe Tribe member, that's sort of our kickoff summer party for members. And there'll be New Orleans-themed food provided by the River Horse on Main. We'll have jazz band playing. What do you call them? Ryan, you always yell at me for this. Opportunity drawings.
Yes.
We'll have some opportunity drawings. We'll have a very, very small silent auction with mostly music oriented, prizes?
Items.
And then we'll also have a mountain bike that's provided by White Pine and a stand up paddleboard. So there'll be a really small silent auction there. And it's a cool vibe. It's just, again, it's a chance for everybody to get out and hang out after the winter, see your friends again, see all these music lovers. And it's become a pretty cool annual party. And then the Monophonics play at 10 o'clock, and that's open to the public. And so if you're a Vibe Tribe member and you've already been there for a couple hours, you can stay. And then if you choose not to become a Vibe Tribe member, you can just come and see the Monophonics. And the Monophonics are amazing.
Yeah.
You know, if not my favorite live band right now, they're in the top five.
Funky, jammy.
Yeah, it's kind of this old psychedelic soul with kind of an acid jazz background, and it's right up my alley right now. And they put on an amazing show. The front man's keyboard player, he's always sweating and just throwing it down like it's gonna be the last show he ever plays. And I'm not kidding. Like, I say this a lot, and people will bust my chops a little bit. Oh, that's my all-time favorite record. That's my all-time favorite band. But these guys are it. Like, I've booked them at the Canyons.
Mm-hmm.
I've booked them. They opened for Michael Fronte last year. So we've had them play a bunch of times for us. And this will be the first time they play for us in a club, which I'm actually really excited for people to see them when they get that energy flowing in a small venue. People have seen them outside. And, sometimes when you're outdoors, the energy sort of goes out there into the air.
It dilutes a little bit, doesn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
And so when you're in a 300-person club and the band's just throwing down, it's a transcendent experience. So if you haven't seen the Monophonics, if you want to support Mountain Town music, if you want to support live music in Summit County, call me, 435-962-3333 for more information, or check out the website.
And then I lastly want to ask you about...
which is mountaintownmusic.org.
Beautiful. Lastly, I want to ask you about... So we talk about the big bands and local bands, but there's also this element of the young kids in town who are getting their first stage experiences, and Mountain Town Music provides that as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I will. I was chatting with someone recently. What we talk about is creating a sustainable musical community, and I'm going to chat about our friend Wyatt Pike, who's a great example of what we mean by that. And so Wyatt, he participated in a band program for a couple years, 1 year down in Salt Lake at musicgarage.org, and then 1 year up here at the Granger School of Music. And what we did is we put kids together. We paid for them to go through this program, which they basically formed a band. They practiced. They, learned about how to promote your shows via social networking, kind of all that goes into being in a band, like fighting at practice, throwing things at your lead singer. And so we had a bunch of students go through that program a couple of years. They played on all of our stages, Arts Festival, Blanco's, Deer Valley, New Park. And Wyatt did it 2 years in a row. And then he sort of, honed his performance skills there. And then we felt comfortable putting him on some of our stages. So he's played at Park City Mountain for our après ski shows. He's played Silly Market at the Farmer's Market. And now he works for us.
Nice.
And so... it's creating that sustainable community, meaning we'll help him become a musician in hopes that either he becomes a patron years from now or he actually performs on our stages. And so it kind of comes full circle. And so what we want to do is give kids the opportunity to get involved in music at an early age, either via playing or gaining an appreciation, because not all kids have the skills to play. And if you're blown away. You know, we present music as a cultural art form in schools. And if you see someone like Paco, who's a master drummer from Ghana, and you're like, wow, I didn't really know that kind of music existed, and you want to go on to explore it, that's a way to become part of the Martintown music family too, not just as a player, but as a patron, someone who goes out and enjoys live music, who otherwise maybe wouldn't have felt that.
Yeah, and I think Wyatt's a really good example of that investment that Martintown has made into a young person's interest and pursuit of music. And Wyatt actually is going to the Berklee College of Music some kind of camp this summer. And check out our Facebook, the Martintown Music Facebook, rather. They're sharing an event that Wyatt is doing to raise some money to help offset his costs for that program.
Yeah, I'll say, though, my son is another example of he's not playing music. But I've dragged him to so much live music over his lifetime, right. And he always complains about it. And I think when you go to college, I just can't wait for you to have those conversations with people where they're like, you saw that band and that band and that band, and you know all that. So it's been a great influence on the community as adults and children. So thank you so much for that.
No worries. Well, yeah, we want to make a difference, and we want to make an impact. And there's a few other students. Courtney Spaulding's played, you know, a bunch for us through the different programs. And Sophia Dion is another great example of someone who played for us at a young age, who's now, you know, out in California, you know, singing and writing songs. And she's an amazing force out there. And so, you know, if there's any kids out there that really want to get into music and really want to play, give us a call. You know, we got Sammy Sullivan, who's a 15-year-old singer-songwriter, aspiring singer-songwriter, is going to play the Miners Park stage. Sammy Brew, who's now, on New West Records? And he's a 15-year-old kid who first played on Miners Park, and they're like, hey, I saw him playing on the side of the road. I'm like, you got to get up and sing on the microphone. Like, you're amazing. And now he tours with, Justin Townes Earl, and he's become this amazing, amazing songwriter. If you haven't checked him out, you need to check him out. Sammy Brew. He's awesome.
So you can find out everything that's going on with Martintown Music at mountaintownmusic.org.
Yep.
And also check out the parkcitylivemusic.com website,
yes,
which is where all music that's going on in town all year round is posted. Musicians can post there and venues post there. And I search there every single week to find what's going on in the clubs for our weekend events. So it's a very useful site. Thank you so much, Brian Richards, Martintown Music. And when we return, we'll be joined with Nate Sears from Park City Improv.
Seth Adams here from River Horse on Main, a proud supporter of KPCW. River Horse has fed appetites since 1987. Now you can have River Horse cuisine anytime with our catering division or at River Horse Provisions. RiverHorseParkCity.com, RiverHorseProvisions.com, 649-3536.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. Doing a quick change over here, joined by Nate Sears and, hold on, let me get my notes.
Barbara Streisand.
Hello, how did I not recognize you?
Hi,
Nicole Marks.
Hello.
Hey, gang.
So you guys are with PC Improv Laugh Elevated Comedy Troupe.
That's
right. I love it. Hey, when you use the mic, we are sharing mics. Sorry. So when you use the mic, got to step real close.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about your improv shows and improv in general and what makes a good show and a good audience. So
I heard that question earlier. You were talking to the musician, and I thought that was terrific about different kinds of audiences and the kind of people that you need and the different kind of houses that you play to.
I would say a good show is when we are really funny, and a good audience is when they paid a lot for us to be so.
Really? Okay.
How is that? Can I simplify it?
Your audience has a role in improv that I think sometimes, having been at the Egyptian Theater for so many comedy shows, which is stand-up, the audience often thinks they're involved, and they're really not supposed to be. But in improv, we have a role, and explain what that is.
Well, you know, you kind of think of improv... The improv audience is the next player that you're playing with. We have to have not just suggestions from the audience, but you have a different vibe every time you play because of the feel of the audience. And sometimes they're with you, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're vocal, sometimes they're having a great time, but they're a little shyer. But they really are our other improv partner. not just the people we perform with on stage. They are our partners as well.
Now, I know that John Burdick is going to...
He's going to
wag his finger at me for saying this, but I've told him more than once that I want to be a coach for the improv community, because I consider myself to be first man off the bench as the one who yells suggestions out from the audience.
We love that.
That's the man that sits on the bench? Is first man off the bench?
Yeah, first man off the bench is...
Is the guy that's actually sitting on the bench.
On the sideline. Okay.
Is that sports ball?
That is sports games.
I have no idea what
You guys perform regularly at Molly Bloom's.
We do.
And what else do you do? Where else are you?
Well, we have performed in the past at OP Rockwell and might be setting something up there again. We're always last Wednesday of the month at Molly's, and we've had a great home there. They've just done a whole revamp, and they have a terrific stage, which really has helped us a lot. And then we perform other places as well, up in Ogden at the Ziegfeld mm-hmm. Comedy Loft. And I perform in Salt Lake with a group called Laughing Stock. And we kind of go wherever the wind takes us.
I saw you at Molly Bloom's, and it was packed.
Oh, good.
It was packed in there, which was awesome to see. So do you do private events, too? Like, I could see using improv at a party to warm my group up more so to each other. I don't know, like a wedding. I don't know if a wedding reception. Maybe like a rehearsal dinner. Do you ever do those kind of things, or am I just spitballing here?
No, absolutely.
No, there's so many applications and venues that improv works in.
And Nate, Tom Shannon, who's my husband, and not Nate's husband, but good friend, we have a group, a corporate group called Triple I Creative, which is what they call applied improv. So we do corporate events, we do warm-up things for parties, and... kind of whatever. We can do engagement games, icebreakers, that kind of thing.
Could you sort of share with the listening audience in the ways that using improv off of the stage is it can help someone with some situation?
That's a great question. A lot of times in our workshops, for example, Tom hosts a monthly open workshop down in Salt Lake City. Mm. And everyone's
And that's called the Hot Toddy Improv Workout, if you want to find it on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm, Hot Toddy.
We'll give you guys some ways to find us. We do get people who are new to improv, and their first reaction is, oh my God, public speaking is the biggest fear that people have. Improv and its applications, like in a corporate environment where we're teaching communication skills, leadership skills, sales skills, it's all non-threatening, interactive workshops and exercises to bring out those talents, those skills in people in a really, really safe environment.
That's the sort of main difference between stand-up comedy and improv.
Very much so.
Is really kind of a more gentle art form, if I can call it an art form, and it's more inclusive. Everyone can improvise because we are improvising right now. You improvise every day of your life.
And it's completely non-judgmental. Because
I was going to say, do I have to think I'm funny?
No.
Or is it really just that opening up to respond quickly and easily in the moment?
That's exactly
it. Is that what makes me funny?
Christy, yes.
Yep. Is that what makes me funny?
There's a form of therapeutic improv called playback theater, where it's basically a therapeutic process where people dealing with issues that they might otherwise share with a therapist or a shrink or what have you, they have the improvisers play out scenarios in their lives, and the person observing it, to whom the experience initially happened, can sort of guide the players.
Wow.
And make decisions by watching their life played out. I mean, that's dramatic improv, so that exists. But to your point, what makes improv so much fun in so many ways is improvisers, if they're on stage in a scene, making it all up, no lines, no blocking, but if they play what's happening in the moment, they play the reality, the truth
reality
of the scene,
the moment, exactly.
Comedy finds it.
Right.
And funny things happen
because
I can
life
relate
is funny.
To that.
Yes, and we can all relate to that. That's exactly right. Just being in the moment and helping your partner. That's the most exciting part, is when you're doing improv with people that you know so well and you get something called group mind, which is this idea that, you know, I got Nate's back and he's got mine and we know where we're going next. And it's just, it's thrilling, actually.
One of the tenets of improv comedy or improv theater is that you say yes. You agree with whatever premise you've been given. And that is part of what makes improv so funny, is that things build, they snowball.
It's mostly yes and. So right. It's yes, you say yes to your partner, and you build on something together.
It's fine. So when you, does that translate off stage in your lives? Are you yes and people in your lives?
Well, I have to just say,
I'm just a yes man.
I can be a little bit of a negative Nancy, which my husband can attest to at times. But actually, it's helped me quite a lot in a situation where my mother is living with us now, and she has Alzheimer's. Mm. And I can see that I've been dealing with her in a sort of improvisatory way and playing sort of improv games where there's a game called Half-Life. When my mom asks me a question, I'll unfold this giant answer. 2 seconds later, when she asks me again, I do half the answer. You know, I kind of pull it back a little bit. But it is a philosophy of life as well, which Tom really believes in, and he's kind of embraced it fully.
Yeah, and he's a wonderful, wonderful workshop leader. But like any skill, sport, what have you, you do it again and again and again, it eventually becomes ingrained in you. And you do find in your real life, you're in situations where a confrontation is a little more palatable because you can kind of just go with the flow and see where you can take this situation or that, or just how you meet new people, or you sort of incorporate yourself maybe into a new group. Improvising is very akin to brainstorming, I think. In a brainstorming session, you say, hey, no bad ideas. Nobody's judging. We'll just see what works best. As opposed to, well, what if we did this? No, that's a terrible idea.
See, I love that for if you worked with corporate groups that were, it don't have to be corporate, but people who are looking to brainstorm and have like the icebreakers in the beginning, that would set the tone. And that's why I think like a rehearsal dinner for a wedding, you know, people fly in from all over. And
I think that's a great idea.
And you don't
idea.
Really
that's
know each idea. Other. And it would be so much more fun the next day to bond with people after they
after sharing
some,
that and opening up.
Yeah.
Kind of like what you said, just being open to the experience, I think is just a naturally positive outlook.
I know Egyptian theater, youth theater, had improv classes for the kids, and I signed my son up when he was young just because that kept him busy for another hour and a half while I was working. And shy kid, I didn't really realize it, but like the kid that would never raise his hand. And when they did their show for the parents, of course he was in the back of the group, but he raised his hand. And that moment as a mom, and you know your child so well, like there was a little like crack in my heart, like, oh my God, he raised his hand. And then he actually got picked and went out and did something. And I thought that is a pivot point for this person who now has the background skill or fortitude to believe he could do it and raise his hand, something unpracticed and go do it. And now with that feedback from an audience, that's going to change someone's life. So
that's fantastic.
I believe in improv.
Well, Tom has been running a program at Treasure Mountain Junior High for kids to do improv. So they've been doing it once a week, and they just had their first performance a couple weeks ago, and they're performing again this week. They've really found something there that they feel confident and they can, you know, get up on stage in front of their classmates and colleagues and really shine.
Well, so the people in your troupe, PC Improv, Laugh Elevated, love the name. We have been joined by Nate Sears and Nicole Marks, and you also have Katrina Kamak, John Burdick, and Tom Shannon in the group. You perform regularly at Molly Bloom's. So the next show is
the last Wednesday of every month.
So we got quite a while since the beginning of the month.
But to Nicole's point earlier, we're always looking for other venues
that
might be interested
like
in having
us.
Do sets. So that's our most regular ongoing thing we have going right now.
And but I believe that's the 31st.
Yes, Wednesday the 31st.
Wednesday the 31st.
All right. So check them out, Molly Bloom's. You just show up. Don't need to get a ticket, but get there early to get a seat because it was really crowded. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for
We're
going
to go to an underwriter. We'll be right back.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air.
Okay, Ryan.
I'm 6'5", 4730. Park City Air Cruise and Travel.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Morning Mix. We want to thank our sponsors, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, Campos Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. It is Cinco de Mayo today, and everyone should know that it is not the Mexican Independence Day, but it is to commemorate the Battle of Puebla, May 5th, 1862. And boy, it's a great reason to drink a frosty margarita, have some fresh guacamole and chips. And we are going to NPR.
1 minute.
Oh, I have one more minute. Let's talk, Ryan. What are your Cinco de Mayo plans?
Well, you know, that's for today, right?
Today it is.
I probably am going to ride my bike, my bicicleta, and then
very good, a bicicleta.
I think I have a meeting at the end of the day at a establishment where I can enjoy a margarita.
I am looking forward to.
I'm not going to go over the top. I don't put on a big sombrero though, because we're going to get into trouble here if we do that.
You're too conspicuous with the big sombrero.
Sticking out the window of my car on the way home.
With flashing lights on it and your holster of shots of Patron or whatever.
I'm not that culturally insensitive.
You're not that guy.
That's
anyway.
Right. That's true also. Well, enjoy your Cinco de Mayo,
Thank
everybody.
You so much, Christy, for joining me today.
Thanks for having
my
me on the show.
Substitute co-host.
So much fun.
And we'll have to have you back.